RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo encourages border posts to be optimized. Indonesian investor watch grid crisis. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked ministers and institutions to work together to develop border areas to its maximum function. In his opening remarks at the limited working meeting on International Cargo Terminal Development Plan in Jakarta on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo instructed his ministries to optimize border function to serve goods, export and import activities. We hope the border can be used properly by the people as well as to serve export and import activities. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that the government should establish a moderate managed traditional market in border areas in West Kalimantan and Papua. The president also instructed Indonesian Police Department to conduct intensive surveillance and combating every illegal activity throughout all border control posts. Indonesian stock market IDX President Director Tito Sulistyo said he was worried that the great debt crisis could have a negative impact on psychological condition of investors in the country. Tito said, as quoted by Antara on Wednesday, the capital market situation has tended to fluctuate following the Greece crisis. So far, the Chinese stock market has depreciated by around 30%. On Wednesday, Chinese stocks lagged a slump in Asian markets as the sell-off in Sanhe intensified and Greece's future in the euro remained highly uncertain. The Associated Press reported, a slew of official measures to provide support to China's stock markets had failed to halt recent sell-off. The Shanghai benchmark is down more than 30% since peaking June 12 after a sizzling year-long rally. Millions of novice investors piled into the market when it was at its most frothy. Some make big profits, but the slump has led many with shares worth less than they paid and hoping for a rebound so they can sell. To increase cooperation in energy sector, Indonesia and Venezuela have to create space for negotiation to determine the ideal formula in order to realize the cooperation in the field. It was stated by Venezuelan Charles de Fers Darwin Topar to RRI World Service on Tuesday. Darwin said diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Venezuela are characterized by strong relationships in the oil sector since 1962. Darwin added Venezuela is highly experienced in the exploration, exploitation, production, refining, and oil trading. We have to create space for negotiation to determine which formula is ideal for the realization of this type of cooperation. Diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Venezuela are characterized by a strong rapport in the petroleum sector, which was built since 1962. In the energy sector, on July 31, 2014, Venezuela had 100 years' experience of exploration, exploitation, production, refining, and oil trading, as well as its derivatives. So our state oil company, PDVSA, not only has solid fundamentals in the energy market, but also in the scope of cooperation. In the field of tourism, Darwin said, like Indonesia, Venezuela offers a very diverse tour packages, especially natural attractions. Darwin said Indonesia has conducted tourism promotion and Indonesia has established itself as one of the world tourist destinations. Darwin added his site could learn much from the experience of Indonesia in the field of tourism. Meanwhile, Venezuela continues strengthening bilateral relations with Indonesia. This was stated by Venezuela chief Darwin Topar to Air Rival Service on Tuesday. According to Darwin, in order to strengthen bilateral relations with Indonesia, the Venezuelan government has appointed an ambassador to Indonesia, and her replacement in Indonesia just is waiting for approval from Indonesian government.
El interés de Venezuela en seguir profundizando las relaciones bilaterales con Indonesia.
The desire of Venezuela is to continue to deepen bilateral relations with Indonesia, which is always based on the principle of mutual respect and pay attention to the noble principle of Bandung. With the goal, our government has designated Ambassador Gladys Urbaneja, and we are waiting approval so that she can take her place and continues to work to bring bilateral relations between the two countries to higher level.
Entre la cooperación sur-sur, ¿no?
Furthermore, Darwin said the potential for trade relations between the two countries is very large. To maximize the trade potential between the two countries, according to Darwin, both the Venezuelan embassy in Jakarta and the Indonesian embassy in Venezuela conduct regular meetings with entrepreneurs and industry that have submitted their intention to establish trade relations. The trade potential of the two countries, according to Darwin, is geared to generate trade and investment flows. Darwin added many sectors have not been worked, but the cooperation between the two countries can be prioritized in the petrochemical, agri-industry, and pharmaceutical sector. The Indonesian Environmental Affairs and Forestry Ministry is handling 27 cases of protected wildlife-related crimes, mostly involving mammals. The Minister Director General for Law Enforcement, Rasio Rido Sani, stated recently that of the 27 cases, 14 cases involved mammals, 2 birds, 2 primates, 4 fish, 4 reptiles, and 1 flora. The minister recently seized tens of yellow-crested cockatoo in Tanjung Perak, Siput, Surabaya, Java. The protected birds were smuggled via passenger ship Tidar Serpin, Papua, Ambon, Makassar, Surabaya, and Jakarta Road. The endangered yellow-crested cockatoos were found stuffed into empty 1.5-liter mineral water bottles and were in a poor condition. Yellow-crested cockatoo has been listed as an endangered species since 2007. It is estimated that only 7,000 yellow-crested cockatoos exist in the world. Makassar Culinary Night Ramadan, held at City Hall Street, Makassar, is crowded by residents of Makassar. The event is held with the cooperation of the Beauty Development Field and Tourism Marketing Archipelago, Tourism Ministry, and Makassar Government Tourism Office. The event will be enlivened by 43 participants from some hotels and restaurants. Various food from fishes become the main venue that are served to the participants. In addition, traditional snacks including barongko, onde-onde, and buras have become an attractive option for visitors. The Beauty Development Field and Tourism Marketing Archipelago, ST Reco Astuti, said recently that this can be done once a month. If done routinely, we can assist from the headquarters to promote nationally and even abroad. Visitors can witness the expertise of 15 chefs from restaurant hotels in Makassar who are the participants in the culinary contest. Chef Juna will also make his appearance in the event. Makassar Mayor Muhammad Ramadan Pomanto said this kind of activity aims to enrich Makassar's authentic culinary treasure. There are plenty of foreign and culinary tastes of Makassar that has not been known to public. The last item, Jakarta needs several more railway networks to overcome its traffic congestion problem. Gubernur Basuki Cahayapurnama said in Jakarta on Tuesday. He added that the development of railway networks in large numbers is needed due to the consistent increase in the number of private cars. On this purpose, the governor affirmed that he fully supported the development of mass rapid transit MRT system and light rapid transit LRT system. With the MRT and LRT system, people will have more options for transportation. They may choose to leave their cars at home and opt for the mass transportation services. Governor Basuki also expressed hope that the development of railway transport systems will reduce traffic congestion across the city. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Greek People Reject Bailout Funds. Listener, a few days ago, the Greek people held a referendum to determine their fate with the options to reject the bailout with conditions from the creditors or accept it. The result showed that a majority of voters rejected the bailout with conditions. Since 2010, Greece has received 2,050 billion euro in assistance, or more than 3,500 trillion rupiah. Nevertheless, the Greek economy continues to fail and the country remains in debt. On Tuesday, June 30, 2015, the IMF announced that the Greek debt default amounted to 1.5 billion euros. Even so, Greece will still get a chance to receive a new 7.2 billion euros loan with conditions. Creditors comprising the European Union, International Monetary Fund IMF, and European Central Bank ECB, which adopt the Troika, only gave a precondition to Greece to carry out the economic reforms by asking Greece to make savings by cutting spending and raising taxes. However, the Tsipras government refused to take on the new debt with these conditions. The Greek government's stance was criticized by the opposition because if Greece rejects the bailout, the country may be excluded from the eurozone. However, the Tsipras government denies this. Based on their opinion, Tsipras rejecting the debt meant not only does Greece remain, but also with dignity in Europe. Then, how do countries of the eurozone react to the results of the Greek referendum? It can be ascertained that eurozone countries cannot accept the results because so far they have been continually striving to save Greece from bankruptcy. The ministers of the eurozone, countries that use the euro currency, expressed their shock to the no referendum in Greece. For German Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has burned the last hope for maintaining relations with Europe. While for Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni, the result of the referendum is a shift in momentum to negotiate a new agreement. Meanwhile, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said he appreciated the results of the referendum carried out by the Greek people. However, Juncker will hold talks with European Central Bank Chief Mario Draghi and the leader of the Eurogroup Jeroen Dijsselbloem. What are the consequences if the Eurozone member states do not help Greece because it has refused the bailout with condition? The rejection of the Greek people against the bailout will probably make the countries of the Eurozone or the creditors simplify their requirements. Otherwise, Greece will continue to decline, and as a result, it would greatly disrupt the stability of the European economy. The euro value fell by 1.4% against the US dollar at 1.0992 or 1.1 US dollars for 1 euro. And listener, that was commentary.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from the day in the past as recorded in history. We start from July the 8th, 1940. The historical event, Kemayoran International Airport, is officially opened.
The Kemayoran Airport was the first international airport in Indonesia which was opened for international flight. The runway of the airport was built in 1934. The airport actually began operated on July 6, 1940 with a DC-3 Dakota as the first flight owned by Indies Airlines, which was flown from Cililitan Airport, now is Halim Perdana Kusuma. The airport, with codename KMO, stopped its operation on January 1, 1983 and officially stopped on June 1, 1984. Since 1975, the international flight was diverted to Halim Perdana Kusuma. Soekarno-Hatta International Airport was opened to replace Kemayoran and Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, which were then used as the military base, VVIP, and the limited civilian airport. On July 8, 1976, the launching of Palapa A1 satellite. Palapa is a series of communication satellites owned by Indosat, an Indonesian telecommunication company. First launched on July 1976, the satellite has made Indonesia as the first developing country to operate their own domestic satellite system in the mid-70s. The satellite system was first launched on 7:31 p.m. on July 8, 1976, Florida time, or at 6:31 a.m. Western Indonesia time, on July 9, 1976. The name Palapa was bestowed by then Indonesian President Soeharto after Palapa oath taken in 1334 by Gajah Mada, the Prime Minister of Majapahit Kingdom. After watching the launching process of the satellite via television in Jakarta, Soeharto revealed his reason on naming the satellite Palapa to show that Indonesia had a glorious past and also hope that the system can unite the archipelago. On reference to this ancient oath of unification, the Palapa satellite series was intended as a technological means to unify modern Indonesia. This Palapa program puts Indonesia became the third country in the world which operates the domestic satellite communication system by using geostationary satellites orbit GSO. On July the 8th, Kim Il-sung dies as the end of historical event for this edition of Today in History. By the early 1990s, North Korea was isolated from the outside world, except for limited trade and contacts with China, Russia, Vietnam, and Cuba. Its economy was crippled by huge expenditures on armaments, and the agricultural sector was unable to feed its population. At the same time, the state-run North Korean media continued to praise Kim. On July 8, 1994, at the age 82, Kim Il-sung collapsed from a sudden heart attack. After the heart attack, his son Kim Jong-il ordered the team of doctors who were constantly at his father's side to leave, and for the country's best doctors to be flown in from Pyongyang. After several hours, the doctors from Pyongyang arrived, and despite their effort to save him, Kim Il-sung died. His death was declared 30 hours later, respecting the traditional Confucian mourning period. Kim Il-sung's death resulted in nationwide mourning, and a 10-day mourning period was declared by Kim Jong-il. His funeral in Pyongyang was attended by hundreds of thousands of people from all over the North Korea, many of whom were mourning dramatically. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Void Green, today's edition entitled Gunung Raung Remain in a Secure Stages. Volcanic activity of Mount Raung in East Java is constantly increasing. The Center of Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation has set a standby status or level 3 since Monday, June 29th. Head of Data Information and Public Relations of the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, Sutopo Purwonugroho said, the type of eruption of Mount Raung is Strombolian, which means eruption takes place continuously with a height varying from 100 to 400 meters. Very loud thump causing the local people around Mount Raung panic. Nevertheless, BNPB still urged the public to remain calm and not to worry because it is not hit a major eruption.
Lavanya cukup pijar, sehingga dalam hal ini tremor juga masih.
The lava is flare, causing tremor continuously. Moderate to loud thumping sound continues even to a radius of 20 kilometers. Why it can happen like that? Because the position of a crater is very deep, there is also a large hole, so that every happen rumble, the sound echoed. But until now, there has no indication there will be a major eruption as in February 1956.
Tapi intinya, sampai saat ini, belum ada indikasi akan terjadinya erupsi yang besar seperti pada Februari 1956.
Sutopo also said people who live around Mount Raung currently no need to evacuate because the settlement nearby the summit crater is about 8 kilometers. Meanwhile, the sterilized location currently is 3 kilometers from Mount Raung. In a radius of 3 kilometers, there should be no activity and climbing. According to Sutopo, domestic and international flights in East Java still run smoothly.
Sampai saat ini, bandara di Banyuwangi, bandara yang ada di Jember.
Until now, domestic flights and some international flights at airport in Banyuwangi, Jember, and Surabaya are still normal, except for the flights from Australia. There are several flights were delayed due to concerning interrupted by the eruption of Mount Raung. Mount Bromo erupted in 2010. At that time, domestic and international flights remained normal except Australia. This we convey continuously. People are encouraged to remain calm, not to worry. They might to perform daily activities.
Semua penerbangan domestik dan internasional semuanya juga tetap normal, kecuali Australia. Nah, ini kita sampaikan secara terus-menerus, intinya masyarakat tetap diimbau untuk tetap tenang, tidak perlu khawatir, tetap melaksanakan aktivitas sehari-hari.
Sutopo added, BNPB continue to monitor the condition of Mount Raung. To deal with this disaster, Sutopo said the Regional Disaster Management National Agency BNPB in the area around Mount Raung, namely Situbondo, Bondowoso, Banyuwangi, and Jember, have already been deployed. The handling effort is continuously done by doing socialization and distributing mass of to the people, building relief stations, as well as coordinating with the military, police, and volunteers. Historically, Mount Raung has erupted several times. In 1956, the mount erupted with 12 kilometers high smoke. The sound of eruption lasted about 4 hours, hard up to Surabaya. Rain of ash spread to Bali and Surabaya, East Java. Listener, that was Voy Green.
Here are the headlines of several national newspapers published today, Wednesday, July 8, 2015. I'm Dalapani. We start with Kompas. Kompas in its headline writes, Social Assistance Fund is in low uptake. The concentration funds amounting to 250 trillion rupiahs and has been transferred by the central government to areas is only observed for 0.9%. Inevitably, the people in the program target area has not benefited the fund. The low absorption of the deconcentration fund was revealed by the Minister of Social Affairs Kofifa Indar Parawansa and Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo after attending a limited cabinet meeting at the presidential office in Jakarta on Tuesday. Most of the deconcentration funds is from the Social Assistance Fund for this year, which is spread over ministries with a total value of 124 trillion rupiahs. Social Assistance Fund is projected for the poor people with disabilities and the elderly. Media Indonesia writes, congestion will shift to Central Java. National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti ordered ranks of the Central Java Police to working hard to secure the homebound this year due to the prediction that the congestion will shift from West Java to Central Java. The shifting, according to Chief of the Police, is the impact of the operation of Palimanan Cikopo or Cipali Toll Road. The toll operation with a length of 116.7 kilometers is also expected to reduce congestion by 40% in the part of the North Coast West Java. With the operation of Cipali Toll Road, travelers no longer need to feel the torment of congestion in Simpang Jomin, Karawang, and other bad spots of the North Coast of West Java. Republika, in its headlines, writes Cipali Toll Road continues to take victims. Traffic accidents were occurred in the three consecutive days in Tol Cipali from Sunday until Tuesday. The death toll in the time period was up to 9 people. Since its operation to June 29, the police recorded 37 accidents occurred with at least 3 deaths. Plus the latest accidents, the number of accidents at Tol Cipali the past months reached 50 incidences that killed 12 people. We end today's headline with Koran Tempo. The newspaper writes, the candidate from the prosecutor and the police are doubted. The selection committee of the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK's leaders, on Wednesday held a second stage selection test with objectivity and writing paper in place. The selection committee spokeswoman, Betty Alisabana, said, the task is performed while raising input from the public about the candidates' track records up to August the 3rd. Indonesian Police Watch, IPW, assess the achievement of 5 candidates from the police is unheard in matters of combating corruption. Investigation coordinator of ICW, Fabri Henry, is worried about the candidates from the police and the prosecutor would weaken the KPK's position. Well, listener, that was today's headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked ministries and institutions to work together to develop border areas to its maximum function. In his opening remarks at the limited working meeting on International Cargo Terminal Development Plan in Jakarta on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo instructed his ministries to optimize border function to serve goods export and import activities. Indonesian stock market IDX President Director Tito Sulistyo said he was worried that the great debt crisis could have a negative impact on the psychological condition of investors in Indonesia. To increase cooperation in energy sector, Indonesia and Venezuela have to create space for negotiation to determine the ideal formula in order to realize the cooperation in the field. This was stated by Venezuela Charter First Darwin Tovar to RRI World Service on Tuesday. Darwin said diplomatic relations between the two countries are characterized by strong relationships in the oil sector since 1962. Venezuela continues strengthening bilateral relations with Indonesia. This was stated by Venezuela Charter First Darwin Tovar to RRI World Service on Tuesday. According to Darwin, in order to strengthen bilateral relations with Indonesia, the Venezuelan government has appointed an ambassador to Indonesia and her placement in Indonesia is just waiting for approval from Indonesian government. The Indonesian Environmental Affairs and Forestry Ministry is handling 27 cases of protected wildlife-related crimes, mostly involving mammals. The ministry's Director General for Law Enforcement, Rasio Ridosani, stated recently that of the 27 cases, 14 cases involve mammals, 2 birds, 2 primates, 4 fish, 4 reptiles, and 1 flora. Makassar Culinary Night Ramadan held at City Hall Street, Makassar, is crowded by residents of Makassar. The event is held with the cooperation of the Beauty Development Field and Tourism Marketing Archipelago, Tourism Ministry, and Makassar Government Tourism Office. Jakarta needs several more railway networks to overcome its traffic congestion problems. Gubernur Basuki Cahayapurnama said in Jakarta on Tuesday, he added that the development railway networks in large numbers needed due to the consistent increase in the number of private cars. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again on Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I'd like to invite you to visit Cirebon, West Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Cirebon, a city of the northern coast of Java, is known as the Shrimp City and Wali City. Wali refers to the Holy Man. Cirebon has become an economic and agricultural distribution center. Today, Cirebon is rapidly developing as a center of business, industry, and services in the northeastern part of West Java. Besides being popular as business and industry center, this city is also known for tourism, offering various tourist activities. Besides being popular as business and industry center, the city is also known for tourism, offering various tourist activities, such as religious sites, natural scenery, and also shopping. In Cirebon, there are many interesting tourist attractions which you can visit. If you like soaking in hot springs, you can visit Banyu Panas Palimanan. Banyu Panas is taken from Cirebon language, meaning hot water. It is located about 16 kilometers from Cirebon on Jalan Raya Cirebon-Bandung, West Palimanan Village, Palimanan Sub-District, Cirebon, West Java. From the center of Cirebon, it takes only 25 to 35 minutes. To enter Banyu Panas Palimanan, you should pass through the security post of a cement factory because this tourism object is located at a factory complex. After passing the security post, you will arrive 10 minutes later at the Banyu Panas Palimanan gateway. To enter the bathing area, you have to pass a bridge over a small flowing river. When entering the area of Banyu Panas Palimanan, your eyes will be enchanted by the charms of two dominant natural colors. The colors are green of trees and gray of the karst of Mount Kromong. Banyu Panas Palimanan is unique in that its hot spring often moves. Besides the shifting spring, the water of Banyu Panas Palimanan is believed to be able to cure some diseases, such as skin diseases and injuries, because this water is high in sulfur. Listeners, at Banyu Panas Palimanan, you can soak in the hot spring while enjoying the beautiful natural surroundings. It is located on 4 hectares of land
and the pool is 10 times 15 meters and around 1.5 meter deep. Banyu Panas Palimanan also has a bathroom and also a jogging track and a gazebo in the beautiful park. The price of the ticket to enter the Banyu Panas Palimanan is not expensive. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Ani Hasana, in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Listener, in a couple of days, Muslims around the world will celebrate Idul Fitri festivity, or known as Lebaran, in Indonesia. Usually, Indonesian Muslims will return to their hometown to celebrate their holiday, or known as pulang kampung or mudik. And this topic becomes our today's topic in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. So stay tuned. Listener, as usual, first we will introduce you to several vocabulary and expressions that relate to our topic today. I will read them 2 times and you can repeat after me. Pulang kampung. Pulang kampung. Which means going back to hometown. Tiga hari. Tiga hari. Which means 3 days. Sebelum. Sebelum. Which means before. Hari Raya Lebaran. Hari Raya Lebaran, which means Lebaran festivity. Kamu ada di mana? Kamu ada di mana? Which means where will you be? Keluarga. Keluarga, which means family. Berencana. Berencana, which means have a plan. Jawa Timur. Jawa Timur, which means East Java. Selain. Selain, which means in addition. Mengunjungi. Mengunjungi, which means to visit. Kakak. Kakak, which means old brother or old sister. Makam. Makam, which means graveyard. Orang tua. Orang tua, which means parents. Berapa lama? Berapa lama? Which means how long? Mungkin. Mungkin, which means maybe. Satu minggu. Satu minggu, which means 1 week. Paman dan bibi. Paman dan bibi, which means uncle and aunt. Menikahkan. Menikahkan, which means to wed. Putri. Putri, or anak perempuan. Anak perempuan, which means daughter. Mobil pribadi. Mobil pribadi, which means private car. Suami. Suami, which means husband. Menyetir. Menyetir, which means to drive. Selamat jalan. Selamat jalan, which means goodbye. listener, now let's follow an example of a conversation between Leah or A and Lucy or B. I will say the sentence 2 times, slowly, and you can repeat after me. A. Lucy, 3 hari sebelum hari raya lebaran, kamu ada di mana? Lucy, 3 hari sebelum hari raya lebaran, kamu ada di mana? Which means, Lucy, where will you be 3 days before lebaran holiday? B. Aku dan keluarga berencana pulang kampung ke kota Blitar di Jawa Timur. Aku dan keluarga berencana pulang kampung ke kota Blitar di Jawa Timur. Which means, I and my family have a plan to go back to our hometown in Blitar, East Java. Selain mengunjungi kakak, juga mengunjungi makam orang tua. Selain mengunjungi kakak, juga mengunjungi makam orang tua. Which means, in addition to visiting my old sister, I will also visit my parents' graveyards. A. Berapa lama kamu di Blitar? Berapa lama kamu di Blitar? Which means, how long will you be in Blitar? B. Mungkin 1 minggu. Mungkin 1 minggu. Which means, maybe for a week. A. Selain Blitar, tempat apa lagi yang akan kamu kunjungi? Selain Blitar, tempat apa lagi yang akan kamu kunjungi? Which means, besides Blitar, what places will you visit? B. Kami juga akan ke Madiun untuk mengunjungi paman dan bibi yang akan menikahkan putrinya. Kami juga akan ke Madiun untuk mengunjungi paman dan bibi yang akan menikahkan putrinya. Which means, we'll also go to Madiun to visit my uncle and aunt who will wed their daughter. A. Naik apa kamu ke Blitar? Naik apa kamu ke Blitar? Which means, how will you go to Blitar? B. Kami naik mobil pribadi. Kami naik mobil pribadi. Which means, we'll go by our private car. Suamiku yang akan menyetir. Suamiku yang akan menyetir. Which means, my husband will drive the car. A. Baiklah, selamat jalan. Baiklah, selamat jalan. Which means, alright, goodbye. Hati-hati ya. Hati-hati ya. Which means, take care. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. We meet again with me, Hernita, in the Music Corner, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to a band from Bogor named Point Plus Band. Well, listener, before we take you to the detailed story of the band, here is the first song entitled Apa Maumu by Point Plus Band. Enjoy the song.
After their success with a single Apa Maumu, which is taken from their first album Plus 09, the band that comes from Bogor, West Java has released their second single entitled Mengertilah. The band with male vocalists had fun with the hit single from their compilation album Gulali Kustik in 2004, along with other bands such as Chris Patti, After, and Gemala. However, unlike its original music, which was full acoustic, not the song Mengertilah, is presented with the power of the band. The reproduction of the single is also based on the demand of the fans who wanted the song Mengertilah presented on the Plus 09 album. Listener, let's listen to the song Mengertilah from Point Plus Band. Listener, currently Point Plus consisted of Adrin Diandiza, vocalist, Heru Siswadi, drummer, Arif Wanda Kusuma, bassist, and Danu Budiman and Ergi Hasan, guitarist. Since it was firstly formed in 2004 until they formed a new ensemble in 2008, the band was ensured the sweet pop rock as their music performance. No wonder if the vocal character of Adrian the vocalist is usually completed with rock musical performances among the personnel. The existence of Point Plus Band since the beginning has invited the attention of Rahayu Kartawiguna, producer of Big Indie Nagaswara. Point Plus Band was established as one of pilot projects of Nagaswara and Mustang FM Radio through their compilation album Gulali Kustik. For Point Plus Band, it is a great opportunity and one that should result in their very best produced music. Listener, before we conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs of Point Plus, entitled Tanpamu and Membuat Gila. Happy listening and sampai jumpa!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.